Good morning, everyone. It's Monday, 26 July, and welcome to today's Market Ahead, a pre-market podcast from Business Standard. I am Saloni, and let's have a look at the top developments traders will track this week. Ongoing earnings season, global trends, and US Fed policy meeting will guide the markets this week, believe analysts. Besides, volatility could remain high in the market due to the scheduled derivatives expiry of July month contracts, they said. The domestic markets had ended the holiday shortened last week 0.4% lower, bogged down by the concerns over economic recovery and Delta variant of COVID. Although the strong Q1 earnings helped cap losses, this week too, the earnings season will be in full swing with nearly 400 companies slated to post their quarterly performance, including some of the prominent names like Axis Bank, Kotak Bank, L&T, Tata Motors, Maruti, Colgate, Tech Mahindra, Bhel, IOC, Sun Pharma and Indigo. Furthermore, investors will keep a close watch on the US Federal Reserve's monetary policy meeting scheduled for July 27 to 28. While there is no change in policy expected, more discussion and clarity on tapering is likely. That said, there will be no dearth of action in the primary market, with two initial public offers lined up this week. The IPO by Glenmark Life Sciences will open between 27 to 29 July. The issue is priced at ₹695 to 720 per share and looks to raise ₹1500 crore. Another IPO, this one by Rolex Rings, will run between 28 to 30 July and comprises fresh issue of ₹56 crore and an offer for sale of up to 75 lakh shares. Meanwhile, the country's COVID caseload is receding, but the fears of a third wave and the spread of Delta and Delta Plus variant loom. Investors will continue to keep a close track of the COVID-19 trend. Lastly, FII flows, oil price movement, and the rupee's trajectory versus the US dollar can also sway the market mood. And now, let's take a look at the trade setup for today. Asian shares struggled to rally in early trade as super strong US earnings sucked funds out of the emerging markets and into Wall Street. Nasdaq futures were up 0.1% in early trade, while S&P futures were steady. Japan's Nikkei bounced 1.6% in early trade but was off a 7-month low. Hong Kong dropped about 2%, South Korea's Kospi was down 0.3%, although Australia's S&P ASX 200 index increased 0.2%. Apart from global cues, the street would also react to the Q1 earnings by Reliance Industries, ITC and ICICI Bank among others in early trade today. Around 7:50 a.m., SGX Nifty was down 85 points at 15,770, indicating a weak start for the benchmark indices. In stock-specific action, Axis Bank, DLF, L&T, SBI Life, Tata Motors and Vedanta are among 43 companies slated to report their Q1 results today. Due to a disrupted April-June quarter amid the second wave of COVID-19, analysts expect L&T's net profit to decline up to 60% sequentially. Besides, Q1 FY22 also saw a further rise in commodity prices, leading to further aggravation of pressure on gross margins. Meanwhile, analysts believe Tata Motors could report a net loss of ₹2,010 crore in Q1 FY22 due to subdued sales and commodity cost pressures. Further, Mukesh Ambani-led Reliance Industries reported a consolidated net profit of ₹12,273 crore for the 3 months ended June 30, 2021, down 7.2% from ₹13,233 crore posted in the same period last year. However, last year's June quarter profit included an exceptional gain of ₹4,966 crore. This will mean a 48.4% growth in adjusted profit after tax over last year's ₹8,267 crore. ICICI Bank reported a 78% year-on-year rise in standalone net profit at ₹4,616 crore for June quarter, compared with ₹2,599 crore in the same quarter last year. ITC reported a 28.6% year-on-year growth in standalone profit at ₹3,013.5 crore for Q1 FY22, partly driven by low base in the year-ago quarter. That's all we have for you here. But for more news on markets, business, politics, and sports, stay logged on to businessstandard.com.